I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Connecticut's high school graduation rates reached an all-time high last year, but a closer look at the figures reveals the state still has some work to do. Just over 87% of high school seniors graduated in 2015, which is slightly higher than the class of 2014. At a press conference at East Hartford High School, Governor Daniel Malloy praised the efforts being made statewide to help more kids graduate from high school.
So we are making substantial progress in the state of Connecticut, in our public schools. We decided to hold ourselves accountable, and we have done that.
Gains have been especially high in districts that have struggled to graduate students. Rates at East Hartford High School have risen to nearly 95%, up from about 80% in 2011. While graduation rates have steadily risen over the years, some have criticized whether districts relax graduation requirements to boost numbers. Roughly a quarter of students entering state colleges have to take a remedial course during the first year, which has raised questions about the quality of the high school diploma. For those entering community college, nearly three-quarters have to take a remedial classes, which don't count as college credit. Malloy says this has to be put into perspective.
If you don't get a high school diploma, your chances of going onto college at some point in your future are minimal.
Connecticut is also known for having one of the largest achievement gaps in the country between affluent white students and minority students from low-income homes. Malloy says the state has made progress closing the gap, but graduation rates for black students are actually down half a percentage point from where they were in 2014. David DeRoche, WNPR News.